Philip Sample, PhD, urgent care. Today's date is 07/18/2022. Dictation is for Dan Burchard. Burchard spells B-R-O-U-S-S-A-R-D. Dan spells D-A-N. Date of birth is 02/09/1970. This is a 52-year-old gentleman here with right flank pain, period. Next paragraph, patient said this has been going on for approximately 6 months. He said that pain will go and come, but as of the last week or two, pain has remained constant. He described pain as sharp, said pain is approximately 8/10. Increased with lateral motions, period, and touch. Said pain is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems, patient reports occasional painful urination. Next paragraph, he denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph, he denies weight loss, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is. Ninety-eight percent at room air. Blood pressure is 141/101. Pulse 65. Respiration 16. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. HEENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full. Range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory. And expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. Right flank tenderness is present. No organ amygdala, no rebound, no guarding. Normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Back. Full range of motion with mild discomfort. With range of motion in all fields. Tenderness in the right CVA region. No step off, no crepitus, no bony tenderness, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, tenders normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is right renal cyst. Assessment number 2 is right flank pain. Number 3, hematuria. Number 4, increased creatinine, period. Next paragraph, patient's labs, which were drawn on 05/11/2022 were reviewed. Labs revealed creatinine elevated at 1.32 and glucose elevated at 110. All other variables are normal, period. Next paragraph. A urinalysis was done today in a clinic. Correction. Other variables including is triglycerides and LDL were both elevated at 190 and 108 respectively. Next paragraph, a urinalysis was done today. Urinalysis was positive for blood, negative for nitrite, negative for leukocyte esterase. Next paragraph. A CT scan was done. CT scan without contrast. Stone protocol was done. The study was interpreted by the radiologist as follows. No evidence of nephrolithiasis or hydronephrosis, comma. There's a right midpole exophytic 6.2 centimeter cyst. Next paragraph. The patient and I had a lengthy discussion about his findings and the need for him to follow up with a nephrologist. A consult was prepared, and the fax to the facility. Patient was also advised to make a follow-up phone call for date and time of an appointment. He He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was sent home with the following medication, baclofen, 20 milligrams, 1 pure BID. And please include in his impression hypertension. And lisinopril, 10 milligrams, you will take 1 PO daily for elevated blood pressure, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.